February 27th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am God the Father of all nations and of every heart. You suffer no indignity nor insult that I am unaware of. Be courageous when you are misunderstood. Regard the needs of others first and foremost. Remember, forgiveness merits you many graces. If nations would govern according to what I just said, you would have peace in the world. As it is, the world does not know peace because souls allow themselves to be governed by disordered self-love. When this nation was founded, it was governed by holy love. These days, a complete about-face is in a battle to be in charge. People's rights to worship as they choose has been convoluted into the right to sin as they please. Christian values are labeled as conservative at best. So it is, I am depending upon my faithful remnant to persevere in the tradition of faith according to my commandments. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.